gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the
land. Yeah, just go ahead,
from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, February 12th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a question for Missy from My Pure Health Solutions, she's back with us this morning. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to share something with you from a week ago Saturday. Vicki and I went up to St. Ignace, and the Mackinac County Republican Party hosted us there at the Little Bear East Arena in St. Nice. Ignace. Yeah, we taught the Roberts Rules of Order and Michigan State Constitution class. And a lot of good folks showed up and got educated, informed. And one of the people attending the class, after we were done, we wrapped up the class, we were picking up all the things, the supplies, the posters, the banners, the books, everything that we had to, you know, put back up in the car and get back home. And I'm out in the parking lot right near the front door, and got everything loaded up, and Miss Vicki and Mr. Snoop, we were heading home. And I noticed this woman, she was laboring a little bit coming out of the door of the building, and I found out as she started walking toward our vehicle, she was actually parked right next to us. And she was, you know, I'm not sure what age, but she was heavy. And it was obvious to me that she was kind of laboring, not only to open the door and to carry her stuff out, but she was having issues, you know, walking to her car. So I jumped out of the driver's side, and I went over and grabbed her arm and kind of helped her, you know, off the sidewalk toward her vehicle. And she was panting, and, you know, I've been there, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That card that you had made up for me, you know, I know exactly how you feel. And I started talking to her, and I said, you know, I opened it up with by handing her the card. And she looked at it, and she saw my, you know, April 23rd picture, triple X T-shirt, you're 297 pounds. Then she saw the large T-shirt, you know, from August the 27th. And I said, I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly what you're going through.
And she did.
Well, yeah. And she paused, and she looked at the card, and she looked at me. She had seen me, you know, for 4 hours in the class. I didn't have a coat on or anything, of course. They watched me teach the class. And she looked at me, and she said, you know, I have stepped up to agree to do all this education and get involved in the election this year because I think it's really, really important. She said, but, you know, Randy, I prayed to God. I said, God, if you want me to do all this stuff, if you want me to be active, you know, and go to these events and learn and educate and to help in my community, you got to fix me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looked at me, Missy, and she said, I then asked him to send me someone.
That is awesome.
Yes.
He works in mysterious ways. Yep. Crazy.
And I'm like, yeah. You know, well, oh. she started tearing up a little bit, and I started tearing up, and it's like, listen, it's not me. Just go to this website, talk to this lady, you know, find out the information about it, because if it could do for you what it's done for me and Vicky and others, right. You know, then I feel that, you know, maybe I was your messenger. Maybe he's the one that, you know, sent me to give you this information. But it's sometimes as simple as that, isn't it?
Oh, it is. That is so awesome. You little angel. You're an angel.
Well, no, you are. I greatly appreciate it. Listen, we're going to take a short break. More with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number two, and staying on through the break is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. And Missy, you said you found something that you wanted to share with the audience.
I did. In preparing for today's you know, what we're going to talk about, what you mentioned about the lady, I happened to talk to that lady. I did not know all the background that you just mentioned and what she had said about praying and asking God for help. But I spoke to this woman, and I'm telling you, her mental fortitude, I mean, she's like, it's almost like talking to 10 Randy Bishops. She's got it going on, but she says she's like, her body can't keep up because she's extremely, you know, overweight. And she knows that she's got a calling on her life to do something. And she also realizes that her body's not prepared to keep up with her mind, which is, yeah. But here's something I want people to picture this, because when we eat food and, you know, we're just eating our food and we're doing our normal day, we are not picturing what is really happening on the inside of our bodies after we eat food and we're just living life. So I want people to picture the inside of your body as like a city. It's your city and you're the mayor of your city, right? So you're going to take a deep, you got to use your imagination. I want you to start walking through the inside city of your body. Super busy. And it's filled with trillions of cells. All these cells, you're the mayor of over these cells. Each one of these cells is playing a huge role in keeping you alive and functioning. But as you're strolling through the streets, pretending you're walking down the streets, you start to notice that things are not as orderly as they should be. You're seeing garbage piles on the sidewalks. That's the symbolism of toxins and damaged cells. The metabolic waste that's occurring inside of people that are overweight is insane. It's just like the roads are dirty and they're filled with garbage. So this accumulation is going to exasperate. It's exasperated by the medicines that people are also taking. And I'm reading this. I wish I had wrote this, but I found it today and it was so good. Now it says the traffic jams on the roads, let that represent the sluggish circulation and impaired blood flow that comes with people that are drastically overweight. With excess weight pressing down on the blood vessels and arteries, the heart has to work overtime to pump the blood throughout the city, leading to increased strain and fatigue. Now you're walking down there, you're like, wow, the streets are dirty. Things are working a lot harder than they have to. Now look inside the buildings as you're walking down the streets. Let those buildings represent your organs. And these organs are struggling to keep up with the demands that are being placed on them. That's the visceral fat that people are carrying extra. God gave everyone a visceral fat to surround and protect the organs, but too much is going to put pressure on those organs. So it says, with the excess weight pressing down those blood vessels and arteries, your heart now has to work overtime to pump that blood. Okay, we already said that. The heart's now your heart is enlarged and overworked, and the strains to pump the blood efficiently, while now your lungs are laboring to supply the oxygen to every corner of the city. Remember, you're the mayor. This is your body. Inside the cells themselves is seen as totally chaotic. Damaged mitochondria, which is the energy powerhouse of your cell. So inside your cells is the mitochondria. That's the power of it. The power is now struggling to produce the energy needed for all your daily activities. Meanwhile, inflammation is running rampart, fueled by the excess fat tissues of the body's efforts to combat the stress placed on it. However, the thing is, amidst all of that stuff, you know, their body, there's this something crazy that we talk about all the time, which is autophagy, autophagy, self-eating. Autophagy is the body's ability to go inside and to clean up all the junk, to remove the debris that's chilling on the side of the sidewalks. We need to get our clients into autophagy in order to, I mean, autophagy is known as the fountain of youth for your cells. They are literally the cleaners of your body. When a client's in autophagy, and especially in our program, you're with autophagy on top of giving your body the exact frequencies that your body says it needs inside those very specific cells. So it's just like, so with this lady, you know, when you see people are laboring, breathing, yeah, the heart's working a lot harder, because you think of it as your body's a city down there and the heart is trying its best to pump and the lungs are trying to do their thing to shoot the oxygen up throughout the rest of the body.
So well, it's like, you know, and you bring up a good point. As I'm sitting here listening to you describe, you know, the body as a city and the heart and the organs and things, yeah. I go right back to, that woman was exactly the way Vicky was operating back on January 3rd of last year when she had congestive heart failure and almost died.
Yep.
when she almost died missing, I literally got her dressed, picked her up, put her in the Yukon, drove her to the hospital. I ran in, woke up the nurse, 3 o'clock in the morning. She was sleeping with her head down at her desk. Mm-hmm. And I said, wheelchair, wheelchair. She's like, over there. And I said, okay, get oxygen tanks going with tubes. I'm going to go out and get my wife. Her blood ox was 58.
Wow.
It should have been at 98.
Yeah.
The doctor said she was technically, clinically, she was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because she couldn't breathe. She got up to go to the bathroom, which she never does, at 3 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. She comes back 20 feet to the bed, and she's panting.
Right.
It was all the woman that I saw there in St. Ignace was almost doing the exact same thing Vicky was doing when she had her congestive heart failure attack. And here's the thing. I saw a guy in Myers. I was in the meat department, and I handed him your card and told him the same thing. This is so amazing to me that it's blatantly obvious when you see heavy, and I mean heavy people, when they're breathing like that, their heart is laboring, and the heart is the main pump for the entire body.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. I mean, think about it. You're the mayor of your own city. We never think of – it's just like people drink water. It's going in one hole right out the other these days because we don't have the right minerals in our bodies. But no one knows that. I mean, people – the people that I talk with every single day on the phone, I mean – educated people. I mean, people aren't dumb. I mean, people are listening to your show. They're not dumb people. They want to be educated. They want to be empowered. They want to know what to do to get the country moving back in the right direction. Well, listen, as much as you're wanting to move the country in the right direction, we need your body to be as, you need to be as passionate about your body as you are our country.
Well, because, not only that, because like this woman told you, she wants to do all this stuff this year, but then now she's like, but I don't think my body can do it.
No, that's just it. I mean, talking to her, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, we need to get you. I mean, thank God Trucker Randy was right there, you know, and she'd never listened to you on the radio, I don't think.
No,
so I'm
God.
So I'm like, you need to listen to him. I'm like, it's just so good. But I'm telling you, it's just like, if you're on medication, I mean, it's like this one gentleman. You know, I'll talk about these two men in the last 2 weeks. The testimony is coming out. This one man, I think I mentioned it the other day, he's been on 10 years, the last 10 years, he's been on a dose of chemo because of the leukemia he had in his body from 10 years ago. The doctor kept him on it because his lymph nodes would not function the right way to get rid of the crap in his body. Mm-hmm. Well, since doing our program, the doctors are so baffled by his lymph nodes. They look brand new. They pulled him off the chemo. And now that he's withdrawing from the chemo, the doctors are going, we can't believe that you're not in bed just like with all these horrible side effects because coming off of chemo is hard.
Sure,
the guy feels like $1 million because guess what? The inside of his city got clean, his inside body, the roads are clean.
Yeah.
Roads are clean now.
The blood is flowing to the organs. The organs are now functioning properly.
Exactly.
The lymph nodes is getting the proper electrical inputs from the from the brain. I got a text message. What have you ever ran into this, and is this potentially a problem that we got to figure out a solution? She says, what do you do, Missy, when a spouse is not supportive of the program and tries to sabotage it either consciously or subconsciously?
Oh, man, that is when you
ran into that problem.
Oh, yes. And that is when you're going to have to lean heavy on us as health coaches, as well as getting you hooked up, especially if people are on Facebook. I know people don't do Facebook, but we do have a private Facebook support page where a lot of people will sit there and love on you, and you'll find people that have been in the same position. Yeah,
now,
what about
you or Charity or your other coaches?
Yeah.
Is there ever a situation when you say, let me talk to your husband?
Oh, heck yeah. And a lot of times it might be because the spouse, I mean, honestly, you think about it. I mean, perhaps that spouse has seen the other spouse do 15 programs in the last 30 years.
Right.
And they're just rolling their eyes going, one, maybe they don't want their wife to get excited about something, only be let down because maybe she's going to get depressed. I mean, or it's somebody, or it's a spouse that's stingy with money. I don't know what, or there's a lot of things, or maybe the spouse doesn't want his wife getting healthy. I mean, it's just like,
doesn't want to have a hot wife that other guys might be looking at.
Yeah. And because it might make them feel bad about the situation that they're not getting healthy. You know, sometimes misery loves company.
Right.
And, yeah. I mean, it's,
well, that's why I think it's so supportive of couples, husband and mm-hmm. wives that are married or living together, whatever sure. the situation. But here's the point. When you do it together, it's kind of like you're excited and you motivate each other. Like, okay, woohoo, I lost 1.8 right. pounds today. And she lost a half a pound. And it, you know, we had this.
That's
a woman thing. I get it. I get it. But it's reality. Okay. We have to deal right. with it. But here's the point, I think, is if the spouse that's not supportive needs to talk to you or Charity or whoever, I think that would go a long way in maybe, you know, squelching something like that situation.
And I mean, because I would love, because more than likely that person is speaking out of complete ignorance. Zero clue on the how, the why, the what of what we do, because we are not a cookie cutter program. I just had a lady that Googled us, of all things, found us from Google, and she had her consultation and came in and did an in-house scan with me. And she's like, you know, she's like, I've been telling all my friends I'm doing this. She's like, because I've never seen a weight loss company that's been in business for so long. She goes, weight loss businesses like come and go. She goes, and then I see all your Google reviews. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be a corporation. I'm not, my goal isn't to turn into Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. I mean, unless I had the help of the government to finally come off of that, they've been screwing people by not showing that people, the simplest message is this. Think this week on what Tesla said. If you want to understand how the universe works, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, or vibration. Because every single cell in your body, heart cell, colon cell, your progesterone, your testosterone, every single cell, in order for it to communicate with everything else in the body, that city that you're running, those frequencies inside the cells have to be tuned in like a nice radio station. I mean, you need a tuned in, coherent, just like Trucker's Randy, his message is you can hear him. It's not a statically garbled station.
Right.
It's got a message. So we need all those very important, those things that we look at. We're looking at 2,800 individual biological markers in your body that are all in control of your metabolism. And that metabolism is running your city.
Yeah.
It's absolutely running your city. So,
well, I'm going to give out the website again, because this is how Missy tracks her advertising dollars, mm-hmm. to know that you guys are hearing the message from this show, the podcast, the repeating of the show today. I've got two people, Missy, that have asked me to text them the podcast of this interview. They're going to share it. Well,
yeah, that's awesome.
You go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. TruckerRandyHealth.com. That's the website she's put together. And then listen to interviews number 2 and number 4. That's number 4 especially, is where you talk about autophagy.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's
absolutely.
Listen, everybody, don't be scared, because there's solutions to helping you get better. And it can get better fast. It doesn't have to take a year.
Officer Rick Knieper, day 29, he says, Randy, I only got 2.5 pounds to go. He's 212.5. His goal is 210. He said he'll do it before day 30. So, all right. Thanks, Missy. We appreciate you.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.